Hamas security forces launched a fierce assault on a mosque in Gaza, and the leader of a rival Islamic militant group inspired by Al-Qaeda was killed, along with many of his armed followers. Hamas officials say more than a dozen gunmen from Jun Ansar Allah, or the Soldiers of the Followers of God, were killed, as well as several Hamas policemen and an 11-year-old girl. Hamas accused the leader of the group, Abdel Latif Musa, of treason after he gave a fiery sermon at Friday prayers. Musa declared Gaza an Islamic emirate, challenging Hamas rule with a more radical form of Islam. Hamas says Musa was killed when he blew up an explosives vest he was wearing during the shootout. Israel has charged that Al-Qaeda, the group responsible for the September 11th terrorist attacks on the United States, has infiltrated Gaza from the outside. But Ihab Hussein, a spokesman for the Hamas Interior Ministry, denied that. Hussein said Musa's group was Palestinian and had no external ties. He said the group has carried out bomb attacks on internet cafes and wedding parties in what he described as a misguided attempt to impose Islamic law on Gaza. Since many Palestinians are secular, especially in the West Bank, Hamas has been reluctant to impose strict Islamic law on Gaza, saying it prefers to set a pious example for people to follow. Hamas seized control of Gaza in the Palestinian Civil War 2 years ago, routing the Fatah forces of President Mahmoud Abbas, who now heads a more moderate government in the West Bank. Since then, Hamas has violently quelled any resistance by Fatah and other groups in Gaza. Responding to the latest clashes, Hamas said it put down a coup by outlaws. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.